Oh, honey, I'm so glad we got a chance to just sit down and have a nice, relaxing dinner. Oh, so romantic. I have been so busy over the last few months. I can't even tell you. Oh, did I not tell you what's been going on? Oh, God, it must have just completely slipped my mind because I have been just go, go, go for so many weeks now. Oh, but I need to tell you all about this amazing business opportunity that your son has come up with. I mean, my son, but we'll just forget about that for now. Oh, he must have really got his father's business sense. Well, let me tell you, a few months ago, I was making dinner. You were gone playing golf, I think. Oh, and our son came into the room. Oh, what a sweet boy. He always knows how to make me feel so beautiful. Such a sweet young man. Well, he came in, and I was bending over at the oven, and he came up behind me. He grabbed onto my ass, and it, of course, surprised me. But oh my goodness, it made me a little bit wet. Well, he stood there for a while talking to me, saying some pretty dirty things that I didn't even realize he knew about. I mean, I guess he is a grown man now, but you know, a mother always thinks her son is so innocent. Well, he started talking about some of the dirty things he's thought of doing to me. I started getting really hot, really wet, and I think he could see my juices dripping down my thighs because he asked if I wanted him to do something about it. Oh, seductive little scamp. Well, I told him that I definitely would love it to be taken care of. He told me he could help me with that. That while you are gone on so many business trips, he knows that I must have needs. He's very right. Well, then he mentioned his friend Richard. You know Richard, the one he started going to college with? Well, apparently Richard was in our guest room. I had no idea that he was even in the house, or I might have put panties on that day. But it turns out that Richard had been eyeing me for a while. I guess that's just how it goes, isn't it? Your son's friends always want a little piece of the MILF action. But it turns out he wanted me so bad that he actually offered to pay our son to fuck me. Well, of course, you know the business mind of that boy. Immediate dollar signs in his eyes. Such an entrepreneur. God, I love him. Oh, well, he apparently made a deal with Richard that Richard would pay him and he would have me go into the spare room, get naked, and let him have his way with me. Well, of course I couldn't say no to that. I mean, any good supporting mother would help her son with an important business opportunity, don't you think? Oh, you would have been so proud of him. So, of course, I went on into the spare room and my boy stood there and watched. Well, I slipped my skirt off and took off my top and I let Richard take my bra off, of course. Oh, he looked so excited and I saw a nice pile of cash on the nightstand. So I know he definitely was getting a great price for me. Well, I laid down on the bed and Richard buried his face in my pussy and, oh, he moaned about how amazing I taste and how he knew I would be so good. Oh, and of course, our special boy stood at the doorway and watched. I think he might have even been hard. Well, long story short, Richard fucked the shit out of me. Of course he wore a condom, but that's not where it ends. Once he'd finished, he went on his way, and our boy asked how it was. Of course, it was so much fun, and I wanted to help him with this opportunity. He seemed to make quite a bit of money for me. Well, apparently he's had this idea for a while, and it wasn't just Richard who wanted a piece of me. So we talked for a while, and, well, of course I agreed to help him out with this amazing new business opportunity. Well, the reason I've been so busy over the last couple of months is our son's been pimping me out to all of his friends every single night. Oh, first, they all used condoms. They had me in the spare room, or sometimes in our bedroom. Oh, they would come in, I would suck on their little cocks. Sweet young boys. Oh, and then they would spread my legs, give me a little taste, and then fuck me until the cows came home. Oh, and they are young ones too. Nice 19 and 20 year olds. They can fuck for so long and give it to me so hard. They would come fairly quickly at first, but sometimes they would just pay for more time with me. With some boys, I spent a couple of hours in that bed getting railed and fucked, pulling my hair and, oh, moaning mommy as they came. Well, of course our boy would always watch. I mean, you need to keep a very good eye on your investments. That's quite smart. Well, after that, he started getting better offers. And you know how our boy is with business. If you have a chance to make more money and to grow your business, you do it. Well, they started asking to fuck me without a condom. How could I say no to our boy? I mean, this is a big chance for him. Oh, I used to lay down in the bed, waiting for them to put their condoms on, but now I didn't have to wait at all. The piles of cash were getting thicker and thicker, and these boys, oh, our son's cute little friends, would just stick their bare cocks inside my pussy and, oh, look me right in the eye, asking me if it felt good to know that they were gonna fill me up. Well, how could I lie? Oh, they fucked me nice and hard, bending me over, spreading my ass, and moaning nice and deep as they came inside me. Oh, and the cream pies. Well, they were making a ton of money. Then they all started wanting more. Well, how can you pimp your mother out without really just taking it to the next level? Such an amazing little businessman. Well, they started asking to fuck me in the ass. How could he say no? I mean, he is my little pimp of a son. Oh, the piles of cash got bigger and bigger, and they started lubing up my nice, tight little asshole, sliding their cocks in completely bareback. Oh, and fucking my ass while I moaned and screamed. And all the while, our good boy standing in the doorway watching every second. Not only a good business strategy, but of course he's there to take care of his mother. I am just so proud of that child. Oh, it just makes a mother smile. Well, that's been going on for quite a while now, a few months, He's made a lot of money, and I am so happy to help him out. And of course, the gangbangs have gotten a little more frequent. Oh, did I not mention that? Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just good business sense, isn't it? Take a few guys at a time, make triple, even quadruple the money. Well, it all started with Richard, of course. And that gym fellow, and Thomas, too. Known them since they were children. So funny, isn't it? Well, we started by getting into the hot tub, and I blew all of them, of course. How could you not? They all stood around me, and I was on my knees, sucking each and every one of them nice and long. Whoever wasn't in my mouth was definitely in my hands. And then we made our way to the bedroom. Oh, the air tight. Never had it before, but it does bring our boy a pretty penny. First, Richard got down on the bed and pulling me on top of him. I slid down and his cock filled me up. Of course, bareback. You have to get your money's worth. And then Thomas got behind me. Oh, slipped his cock into my ass nice and slow. Oh, they do know how to take care of a beautiful MILF. Oh, and you can't forget the nice big cock in my mouth. Man, that boy does have a big one. Slides it right down my throat. Every single hole filled completely. My goodness. Our son does know how to maximize his investment, doesn't he? Three holes, no waiting. Well, they fucked me like this for so long. Our son was keeping a good eye on everything. After all, a good pimp knows when to keep an eye on things. Well, they fucked me and fucked me, filling my mouth and my ass and my cunt with nice, big, young cocks, until finally they all couldn't take it anymore. They came almost exactly at the same time, cum dripping down my thighs, out of my ass, out of my pussy. Oh, and of course the nice big load that he shot down my throat. Of course I swallowed every bit of it. Oh, and as I laid there, I just watched as each boy zipped up their pants and walked on out that door, handing our son a big, fat stack of cash. Oh, almost brings a tear to my eye. So proud of our boy. It really is just enough to make you sigh. So proud. Well, that started about a month ago, and since then, our boy has had me taking at least four cocks every single night. So amazing how he keeps up with it all. It's unbelievable. And you know, that lesson that we always taught him as a young boy, to grow up and do something you love. I think he's found it. Pimping out his own mommy to his friends every night. There's not much more you can love about that. I think it's one of the reasons he watches. You have to be proud of your handiwork. Be proud of what you do and love what you do, and I believe he does. He definitely loves watching. Every single man who fucks me, all of his friends, his old college roommates, even some of his teachers, they all come on over and he just stands at that door and watches as they pound me and fill me up with their big creamy loads, sometimes all over my face and tits. Oh, he knows just how to handle it too. Oh, what a good boy. You would have been so proud. In fact, you should really watch us in action. We are quite a team. Oh, but of course, I would never assume to be a partner. No, he is in charge, let me tell you. My sweet baby boy, the perfect pimp. Well, you'll have to come take a look at your little boy in action. Maybe tonight he has me in a four-way gangbang. You should definitely come take a look at what your son has created. I know I love it.